Yeah, questionable. Both of them.
Okay. McCarthy full today?
No, he practiced the beginning, and we pulled him out after that.
You're disappointed, I guess. I know you were hoping Brett would do more as the week went on. It discouraged that he wasn't able to do anything more than he did.
We were hoping, obviously, he could do more. There was no reason. We thought he was still a little sore, so we didn't want to do it today. We feel waiting to see how he is tomorrow and Sunday, so for the things he'll do. So, yeah.
What about the other guys on that got back today?
Bailey's questionable. Who else is there? Bailey, McCarthy, Brett. Solomon's questionable. He practiced a little bit today. Anybody else? Leroy's probable. Otto's questionable. Locker's out. Yeah, that's about it.
Had you hoped that Colin would go through the full practice today?
No, we didn't want him doing too much. We thought the beginning was have him go out Wednesday, see what he can do. He practiced pretty much the whole practice. Then we thought we'd rest him the next day and then use him a little bit today to do some red zone stuff and some work today and then again not overdo it so that he was okay for Sunday. So we'll see how he does on Sunday.
I guess Cook questionable, Harris too?
Cook would probably be more probable.
Okay.
He practiced. He did everything the last couple of days. He should be fine.
You said Harris questionable.
Harris, I don't think he's even on the list.
There he is. How about Otto?
Questionable.
Colin goes. Do you expect him?
Colin questionable. Colin questionable. Solomon questionable. Obviously, Hutchinson should play. Hutchinson should be on the list.
Colin goes, do you expect him to get 60 to 70 snaps or split it with?
We'll have to see how the game goes and what kind of game it is. But, we're going there to win, and so we need him on the field. If he can help us win, we're doing that. So we'll have to see how he is on Sunday once he gets going. And if we feel we have to limit him, then we'll decide what package to keep him limited in.
And you've said, I guess, throughout the course of the week that you got to keep next Thursday in mind, too. I mean, is that potentially going to lean him more toward the receiver?
Well, yeah, someone that's more doubtful or more questionable to play once we get to Sunday, then we'll factor that in. If we feel the guy can help us, can go in there and play, we're playing. I mean, whoever's healthy to play and we felt can help us, he's gonna play. So if using Kenny or McCarthy in that spot, if we feel they're both good on Sunday to help us kick and contribute to Sunday, then we'll definitely have them on the field. If we feel they really can't contribute, then there's no reason to push it. And we'll wait till Thursday for them.
Does the surface up there have anything to do with the decision to playing indoors?
For me, it doesn't. I mean, it's going to be harder. There's no doubt that the surface does. You're sore maybe after a normal game from that, but that won't. To me, if they go up there and move around well in the warm-ups, then when we warm them up, then we'll play them.
How much better is Cook maybe this week than last week? I know
he's a lot better.
Better this week?
Yeah, he's just. I think some of the soreness. It's something when you do a shoulder, it's going to probably bother him for a while. It's still not. He's still not obviously the same. But that's. I think now he's learned how to deal with it. But it's not near as painful, I think, as it was a week ago.
I think Stevens' production a pretty good bit in his first few weeks. Is that only because Jared Cook has been hurt, or is he kind of more of a viable option now?
I think it's a little both there. I think he got more reps last week because of Jared. He played more three wide receiver than he has in a while in the last two games, and when Jared got hurt in the Detroit game. And he's just dependable. I mean, he's what you call pro. He knows what he does. He goes out and does it. He made some tough catches. The touchdown pass was. He showed some very strong hands there catching that ball, and it was a great ball, and he caught it and made a play with it. And heck, the 4th and 3 that we went for on our own 15 was as good as anything I've seen as far as that could have been ugly the other way. I mean, a lot of guys would have let that ball go, either be incomplete or, an interception touchdown the other way, kind of what Vern did to the tight end in Detroit. All those visions were going through my mind when I saw that ball. So we all know he can block, but he's doing a nice job catching the ball too.
Is that a little bit of a kind of pleasant surprise how well he's come along in the pass catching?
Yeah, I think he's just gotten. I think he's always. Yeah, I think the guys are always. I know the quarterbacks are always very confident in him. So when he's in the game, they always feel good that they know that he's going to be in the right spot, do the right thing, and he's showing it now because now he's getting some opportunities because of the injuries. And so that's good to see. I mean, he's been a big nice weapon for us.
Philosophical question.
Sure.
so much offense in the league these days, high scoring. So, could you ever envision a time, now when defense will once again get the upper hand, or we'd like to see offense be on top for quite some time?
Probably, unless they change the rules again. Unless there's no rule changes, I can't imagine how that could happen. It's a little harder for the defense to do certain things that they were able to do in the past. And, or the development of quarterbacks, if something would happen there where you don't have any good quarterbacks, but I can't see that happening. So, no, I would imagine it to be, the offense will always have some type of upper hand. And that's what you want, I guess. Last night you didn't get it, but you want, people want to see points, want to see action. Or the other way, you want to see some great defense, too, obviously. That's fun to watch, too. So, no, it'd probably be hard to have happen.
This wasn't the kind of football that you had probably when you – came up. Do you like it better now with all the offense, or do you kind of like it better back in?
Even we played with the run and shoot. There was a lot of offense those days, but there was a lot of hits too. So those guys earned those catches because they had to go over the middle and catch some balls and get down and took a beating, but came back and kept playing, and they were probably tougher then. So I think I liked it when we played. Obviously, I think everyone says that they like the era better they played in, and I kind of liked it then. I think it just gets too many calls that are hard to make. And I think it does affect the game. And it's hard. It's hard to play. It's for certain positions, it's hard to play this game and play the way you'd like to play. I liked it better back in the 80s, I think, early 90s.
When things are going well, like they are so far in Minnesota, how tough is it to play up there in that environment?
It makes it a lot harder, probably for a lot longer. I think it's one of those things where when you play there, even when maybe the record wasn't good, it's going to be loud in the first quarter. But then if they don't play so well, it's not loud. It gets booing starts, things like that. Now that they are playing as well as they are, the crowd's going to hang with them for all four quarters and make our job a lot harder, I think, because that is a weapon. I mean, I played in a dome for a lot of years in the Astrodome, and that makes a huge difference, especially inside. Just seems to be a lot louder for being indoors. So it definitely adds to the game. And, they're off to a great start, and they're looking at the division thinking, why not them? And we need this win badly, so it's going to be a game we have to go play our best game, or we're going to come home disappointed.
Are most domes like that, or is this one maybe a cut above with the noise?
They're probably similar. I think this one's smaller, so maybe it's like the dome only held 55,000. Our dome, the Astrodome, I'm not sure how big this one is, but I know it's an old one. And the locker room's not real big. I know it's probably the longest walk there is from the field to the locker room. There's just a lot of bad. We don't play there very often. Obviously, every 8 years. I told Keith last time we were playing there, I was playing against him, I think. So a lot of years have gone since we've been there. But they're all loud. But this one seems to be loud, as loud as any that you play in.
Are you concerned at all? I guess with Jerry's choice of words yesterday when talking about bringing out Gator trucks or carts or anything.
I didn't hear those comments, actually. So it's all right.
Thanks. Appreciate it.